Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know, we got some bad news over the weekend, which is that the wife of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has breast cancer. What a terrible thing. And I must tell you that as a conservative, if I heard that the wife of any liberal that I hate, Biden, Obama, I hate these people, if I heard that their wife had breast cancer, I would not celebrate, I would not cheer, I would feel horrible for them, I would say a prayer for them, and I would only say nice things about them that day online. I can never go online and say something bad about someone on the day you find out, or the week you find out their wife has breast cancer, you know? Because we're decent human beings, and we're not complete lowlives. But Democrats are lowlives. So over the last few days, as you might expect, I'm sure you know what's coming, there have been so many liberals online who have taunted Ron DeSantis and his wife and celebrated her cancer diagnosis. How disgusting. And I think other than Trump himself, he's my favorite politician in America today by a mile. I love Ron DeSantis. I think he's great. And he's just a hero of mine. And I respect everything he's done for Florida. He's been just so fantastic for Florida. And he goes after corrupt Attorney General Garland. Garland was supposed to be moderate. Remember when they said he was going to be a moderate Supreme Court justice? And he turns out to be a communist maniac. And he's turning the entire Department of Justice into some sort of a Soviet Nazi gulag. He's trying to go after every conservative for everything's criminal. Everything that's free speech is criminal to this guy. It's so sick. And so Florida Governor Ron DeSantis goes after corrupt Attorney General Garland. And he says Florida will defend the free speech rights of its citizens. I just love this guy. And I just think, you know, I wish I lived in Florida. I really do. Because I need a governor that will protect my rights. And my free speech, and my ability not to be forced to get a vaccine, and my ability not to be forced to wear a mask. And Ron DeSantis is just that governor. And we don't have that in Nevada. We have a terrible person who violates our rights every day. I need the ability and the right to get something that will fight COVID if I get sick, like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. And DeSantis protects all those rights, and he's a great guy. And so he says he won't put up with a corrupt Biden attorney general. He politely told A.G. Garland, Florida will stand up for the free speech rights of its people. But he can't protect you and me. He can only protect you if you live in Florida. Biden's corrupt attorney general last night instructed his political and corrupt FBI to go after concerned American parents who speak out against racist critical race theory or deadly COVID mandates in schools. Biden's gang is more like a communist or Nazi regime than any prior administration other than Obama's, and it's close, but it's worse than Obama's, and not because this guy's any nicer than Obama. I believe Obama, or I should say it's not that Obama was nicer than this guy, because this is the worst ever. It's not that Obama was nicer, it's that Obama didn't want to go down in history as a bad guy, neither did Clinton. So they both were communists, but they were very careful to take incremental success only, little baby steps. They couldn't destroy America overnight, or they'd go down in history as the worst president ever, and they didn't want that legacy. So even though they believed in all the same sick things, they would look like moderates. And they would go down in history as good guys who did not ruin America, just completely destroy it. But see, I believe that they knew that Biden was just a brain-dead dementia victim, dementia puppet. And I believe that Obama is the real president of the United States now. And I believe Obama is using this as a perfect opportunity, using Biden as a perfect vessel and front man to do all the things Obama ever wanted to do but was afraid to do them. Now he can do them, and the blame will go to Biden, not him. So that's what I believe is happening. That's why they're so vicious. They're out from under their sheets, as it were, and they're just total, complete, horrible radicals, and they're not afraid to show you what incredible radicals they are, what communists they are, what Nazis they are. While Garland spoke about threats, he didn't identify any threats or concerns which would qualify as federal criminal action requiring such interference in the parents' rights to express themselves. Indeed, the announcement seemed like an effort to basically chill their rights to speak. Normally, if there was any actual threat, it would come within the purview of local law enforcement. There's no requirement to make what would already be illegal more illegal. So what are they actually saying here? What's actually happening with this edict from the Biden administration? And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has championed the rights of parents to speak on behalf of their own children, threw down the gauntlet, speaking out against this troubling announcement from Garland. He said, Attorney General Garland is weaponizing the DOJ by using the FBI to pursue concerned parents and silence them through intimidation. Florida will defend the free speech rights of its citizens and will not allow federal agents to squelch dissent. You have to understand, this is all more proof that Biden's gang stole the election. And they stole the election, and then they opened the borders, and now they're becoming Nazis. They want to stop you from speaking out about the stolen election. They want to stop you from speaking out about internet censorship and about vaccine mandates and about mask mandates and about COVID lockdowns and about the open borders and about the people coming in that have COVID. It's all so frightening. It's all so sick. And we don't have rights anymore. And they want to intimidate you, and they want to destroy your life for having a different opinion than them. And that's just not America. It's never been America. How can we allow this to happen? And the proof of what it leads to is right in front of us. Australia. Australia is lost. Government launches Orwellian selfie check-in program for home quarantine. Australia is running a mandatory quarantine program where you must respond to authorities with a selfie within 5 minutes of them calling, or they will send health ministers to your home. Can you imagine? This is what happens when they take your guns. That's the only difference in the United States and Australia at this point, is that we all have arsenals in our homes, and Australia took away everybody's guns. The Australians willingly gave up their guns. And so here's from a Nine News reporter in Australia. This is what happens when they take your guns. Today, the call has gone out to everyone in home quarantine in Victoria to take part in a pilot program. And what that means is they will receive random phone calls, and they will have to answer within 5 minutes with a selfie sent to an app, which will then geo-track where that person is to make sure they are who they say they are. And if they don't answer within 5 minutes, that's when health ministers come knocking. That's what's going on in Australia right now, and it is very, very, very scary. I want to move on to Biden unleashing the Gestapo to terrorize parents opposed to critical race theory. That's really just got to be the biggest news story of the year. That is so Nazi-like and so Gestapo-like. I don't see how any liberal could see that. But again, liberals have become brainwashed, Kool-Aid drinking Stepford wives, and they're all mentally ill. And they're just disturbed, and they don't know how to think like normal, rational beings anymore. And that's why the latest studies show that a majority of conservatives and a large portion of liberals, too, want to secede from our nation. They think that Republicans should secede, and we think liberals should secede. And in general, we all need to separate because we can't live together anymore. These people are so crazy. All around the country, parents have been speaking out and protesting against school board policies that have been put in place clearly to damage, sexualize, and indoctrinate innocent children. And chief among these policies is critical race theory, which teaches children to hate white people, that white people are inherently dangerous oppressors due to their skin color. And now Joe Biden is deploying the FBI against parents who have concerns about critical race theory being taught to their children. This is the most remarkable and dangerous abuse of power in the history of America. Parents are also opposed to anti-science mask mandates. Nothing in science supports the idea that forcing kids to wear filthy masks all day does anyone any good. And then there's the sexual nonsense where kids are indoctrinated with a bunch of perversion about how men can magically transform into women. Kids who are still minors are taught about homosexuality and abortion and giving sexual writing assignments. And that's, you know, all of these government-run public schools have become breeding grounds for mentally ill communist educators desperate to force their warped political agendas and neuroses on our children. And parents have had enough. They're done with it. And now Joe Biden wants to unleash his FBI brown shirts on parents who have the audacity to want to say and have their child is educated. And it's not a federal matter. If you walk into a government building, a board of education meeting, and you're vicious, you're violent, you're criminal, let the local police handle it. Nothing to do with the federal government. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, speaking of Warriors, I think it's time to mention to everybody that we've had a loss in the USA Radio family. I was holding back for a while because I didn't know whether the family wanted me to mention it or not mention it, but I think it's time to mention it. The owner of USA Radio Network, owner and CEO Fred Weinberg, who's owned it for many years and was one of the good guys and a patriot and a great conservative and a guy who always said, Wayne, say whatever you want on the air. I will never, ever have a problem with anything you say. I will stand behind you. And you know you've got that for life for me. So just one of the really good guys, a patriot, a Trump lover. Fred Weinberg, rest in peace, has passed away. The owner of USA Radio Network, and it happened, I don't know, about a week ago or so, and we're all very sad about it at USA Radio, and wish the best for his family, send our condolences and love and prayers to the Weinberg family. Fred was one of the great guys, and he gave me my start in national radio. It was my very first national syndication was with USA Radio, and Fred Weinberg was half of a dynamic duo with Floyd Brown, who gave me that start, and I will always appreciate it, and I hope you're looking down from heaven, and you're feeling no pain, Fred. And it's, yeah, you can add to this, Chris. Go ahead, Chris. All Chris, right. My producer, add to it.
Yeah, because I, as you know, I've known Fred for, I knew, I hate saying that in the past tense. I knew Fred since 1998. And Fred was like a bull in a china shop on his bad days, even on his good days. But that's because he cared about what his audience was hearing. I'm going to fast forward to 2017. I had just, you know, moved into my new role behind the scenes with USA, and I'm not going to bore the audience with that. But Fred said to me, listen, you little punk. That's exactly how he said it to me. It was so funny. He goes, we got this guy Wayne Allen Root coming on. He goes, you do everything in your effing power to make this guy work. This is the future of our radio network. This guy is our new quarterback, and he's going to get us to places we can only have dreamed about. And I go, done. And you always made Fred very proud, and he was very happy with everything you've done. You know, he used to call me once in a while saying, how's our guy doing? I go, he's killing it. So and he goes, okay, that's all I had. Just tell him to stop, you know, bashing people so much. And I said, well, then we don't have a show. So, you know, Fred adored and loved you like you were his nephew, because I don't think he was old enough to be.
Well, I thought of him as Uncle Fred, yeah, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, he always said, you know, Wayne's the nephew I would have loved to have taken to the ball game. He actually said that to me, and I go, well, I don't think he's a Cubs fan. He goes, just you go with me on this O'Sullivan, please, just one time. And I said, but, you know, he loved you, he adored you, he loved what the show was about. And to what you said earlier, Fred never puts an editorial cap on any of us. You know, when we've all been on the air, I mean, I've gone over the line sometimes on the air, and I'll be the first to admit it, and he's never called to yell at me, because he says, one opinion does not make the story, it's every opinion that makes the story. And you represent that quite well. And may he rest in peace. We love him.
Rest in peace, Fred Weinberg.
But we have his work to continue, so for that, he is never gone.
Fred Weinberg, the patriarch of USA Radio Network, has passed. Rest in peace. We loved you, Fred. All right. It's a good time for me to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, Energized Health, because guess what? You want to be healthy. Come on, that's a segue, right? You want to be healthy. I've said this 1,000 times. It's not anything new. It's got nothing to do with Fred's death. I've said 1,000 times on this show that I want conservatives to be the healthiest they could possibly be, because if you're not alive anymore, you're not voting anymore. If you're alive, you're voting, you're protesting, you're boycotting, you're fighting. We need every conservative. And we all know that conservatives tend to skew older, and Democrats tend to skew younger. So every time you lose a conservative, you know, they're gone forever, can't replace them. And the Democrat Party cheers and says, hey, another one's gone, we're going to win this thing. And they're running out of people. So I need you all to be as healthy as you could possibly be. And Energized Health is about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. People lose fat fast. Keep the music low now. People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. They supercharge their energy. They boost their immune system. You look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program, and in the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. And over the next 7 months, I've kept it all off. I think I've actually lost a few more and gained 10 pounds of muscle. Go to energizedhealth.com. Don't just take my word for it. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Anybody, you know, who is sick, anybody who is dying, anybody who's dead, don't you think they would jump at the chance to be younger again and feel great again? Don't regret not fighting hard to stay younger and healthier. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR, Wayne Allyn Root, and get 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America used to lead the world in investing in ourselves. The president spending some time Tuesday in Hull, Michigan, to promote his Build Back Better agenda.
To support these investments is to create a rising America. America is moving. To oppose these investments is to be complicit in America's decline.
A Facebook whistleblower said the company prioritizes money over reining in hate speech and misinformation. Senator Mike Lee joins Fox News to criticize the company.
This isn't a problem that the government created. This is a problem that Facebook created. A problem that it created and is profiting on to the tune of an enormous sum of money.
A Facebook spokesperson saying the company is taking steps to curb misinformation and harmful content. USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. I just can't. In the role of the Gestapo to terrorize parents opposed to critical race theory that says white people are evil and America's evil. It's beyond belief how bad these people are. It's beyond belief that at the moment they're forcing COVID vaccine mandates on everyone, the stats are out all over the world and COVID vaccines are killing people. And that the Johnson & Johnson executives recorded an undercover video saying no kid needs the vaccine. We don't know what's going to happen. And now a Pfizer scientist drops a bombshell. Nick Carl, Pfizer scientist, said, when someone is naturally immune, like they got COVID, they probably have more antibodies against the virus. When you actually get the virus, you're going to start producing antibodies. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the COVID vaccine, you think? Chris Croce, Pfizer senior associate scientist, says you're protected for longer if you have natural COVID antibodies compared to the COVID vaccine. I work for an evil corporation. Our organization is run on COVID money. Rahul Khandike, Pfizer scientist, retorted, if you have COVID antibodies built up, you should be able to prove that you have those built up. So this was another, you know, undercover video, I guess, that featured these guys talking. And again, you know, liberals love to take a sentence out of context and then use that one sentence to destroy an entire person's life and to destroy a company. That's liberals' favorite thing to do. So think about the line by Chris Croce, Pfizer senior associate scientist. I work for an evil corporation. Our organization is run on COVID money. Can you imagine if Trump said something like that? Just think about that for a minute. And so, here we've got a study revealing that fewer than 1% of vaccine injuries are reported to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Fewer than 1%. That's what I've been telling you guys for months and months and months. I mean, it's amazing to me. I've been telling you for so long, and it turns out to be 100% true. Backs me up. Throughout the last 40 years of this VAERS reporting system of vaccines, first of all, there's never been a vaccine as deadly as this one, and there's never been as one that causes as many injuries and adverse effects as this one, or as many hospitalizations as this one. All of them combined don't equal what this one has done, even close. But it's important to note throughout history, the people reporting to VAERS are only about 1% of the people who are injured and dead from vaccines. And I've explained this on the show before, because if you're dead, there's no one to report. Only your family. Who's got time to do it? You're worried about creating a funeral. Or a funeral and a memorial service, and you're worried about how you're going to survive without your husband or wife, how you're going to raise your kids without your husband or wife. No one wants to sit there and fill out a boring one-hour report for VAERS, the CDC, and the United States government. Nobody does that. No one even knows VAERS exists when their friend or relative dies from a vaccine. So it's only 1%. The only people that are ever going to fill it out are doctors or nurses. And how many of them are honest enough that after they gave you a vaccine and you dropped dead, they bother to contact the CDC and fill out a VAERS report? You know, have you ever watched cop shows on TV? You know that no cop, every cop is gung-ho about arresting a bad guy, right? Wrestle him to the ground, beat the crap out of him, put the cuffs on him and bring him in. Everybody loves to do that. Action, baby. Now ask the same cop if they want to be the one who fills out the report. Nobody does. No cop wants to fill out reports. Nobody. Worst part about being a cop is filling out a report about the incident. So every time you go to this VAERS system, you have to fill out a report. Nobody wants to do that. So, according to a study, fewer than 1% of vaccine injuries are reported. 1%. Nobody knows how many cases have gone unreported since the start of the pandemic. But I know this much. If it's 1%, there's 15,000 dead from the vaccine. Multiply 15,000 times 100, and it would mean 1.5 million are dead from the vaccine, not from COVID. And I know there's well over 500,000 injuries. I think the latest one was like 750,000. But let's just go with the 500,000 figure. If there's 500,000 people with significant injuries from the COVID vaccine, multiply that times 100. If you multiply it times 10, it's 5 million. Times 100, it's 50 million people injured somewhat or seriously by the COVID vaccine. And throughout history, it's always about 1% of the people who've actually been injured. About 1%. Pretty scary numbers. And when you say, Wayne, there can't be 1.5 million dead. Well, I don't know if there are. First of all, maybe in this one case it's 10% higher. Multiply times 10, right? Not times 100. And so times 10 would be 150,000 dead from the vaccine. And I would totally believe that number. I think that's a lowball number. But here's a good example. Heart attacks up 25% in Scotland since the COVID jams were introduced and the media plays dumb as to why. The experts claim they're baffled by a sudden spike in heart attack cases in Scotland ever since the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines were released to the general public. During the summer, Scotland saw a 25% rise in the number of fully vaccinated people who had to be rushed to the hospital with partially blocked arteries, which is a very common occurrence among those who get injected with this vaccine. Typically, the center, which is the largest of its kind in the UK, the Golden Jubilee National Hospital in Clydebank, treats people from five health board areas, typically receives 240 patients a month suffering with a heart attack. But this rose to more than 300 over May, June, and July of this year each month. And so that is an increase of 25%. COVID vaccines are not a mystery. They're responsible for a surge in heart attacks all over the world. And here's another interesting story about people who get the COVID jab and what happens. The sheriff's office in Sonoma County, California, attributes a California teen's death to the second Pfizer jab. Police in Sonoma are blaming Pfizer's experimental mRNA jab for causing the sudden death of a Santa Rosa teen. The Sonoma County Sheriff's Office report shows a determination was made by a medical examiner that the 15-year-old, who was found dead in his bedroom 2 days after his second jab, suffered coronary artery inflammation and stress cardiomyopathy. He was in good health, his mother said, before she found him unresponsive in bed. This is how it was described. Descendant, I guess that means the dead person, was found unresponsive in his bedroom after his mother was checking on his welfare long after he was supposed to wake up in the morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene due to obvious death. He had been in good health with no medical history and had received his second Pfizer COVID vaccine approximately 2 days before his death. The report goes on to state that after a post-mortem examination was conducted by a forensic pathologist, the cause of death was determined to be stress cardiomyopathy with perivascular coronary artery inflammation due to unknown etiology in setting of recent Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccination. There are no other significant conditions contributing to the death listed. Wow. Sad, sad, sad. A young teenage boy, 15 years old. That is really scary. And who knows how many teens have died in this country and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's mentioning it was from the vaccine. And finally, the last news of this segment, I mentioned earlier in the hour that no conservative like me would ever cheer if a famous Democrat politician's spouse was diagnosed with cancer. But liberals are cheering and thrilled that Ron DeSantis' wife, Casey, First Lady of Florida, Casey DeSantis, has been diagnosed with breast cancer. It's so sick. It's triggered a wave of leftist trolls. And this is the way they are. We all know it. They're just disgusting people. DeSantis said in a statement yesterday, "I'm saddened to report that Florida's esteemed First Lady and my beloved wife has been diagnosed with breast cancer. As the mother of three young children, Casey is the centerpiece of our family, has made an impact on the lives of countless Floridians through her initiatives as First Lady. As she faces the most difficult test of her life, she will not only have my unwavering support, but support of our entire family, as well as prayers and well wishes from Floridians across our state. She's a true fighter. She will never, ever give up." And then all of a sudden, all the people on Twitter made their distasteful, disgusting comments. Says, "Does DeSantis really think anyone will have sympathy for either him or his wife?" one asked. "I hope she has the same chance at surviving cancer as the unvaccinated people against COVID in Florida," said another one. Another one said, "I'll give them as much empathy as they've given those who have died of COVID." Here's another one. "They're going to be wishing that more people were vaccinated as soon as she starts treatment. Let's see if he starts telling people to wear a mask around her. I suspect that like other diseases, ivermectin may be the answer. Pity there isn't a breast cancer vaccine, but I'm sure it would have been rejected and ridiculed by science deniers like DeSantis. Can't feel bad for someone sick who discourages others from being safe." Here's another one. "Karma is going to get you. Too bad it's his wife." This is what you're dealing with, folks. Disgusting liberal losers.
"My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they could afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Let me mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, and then I'm going to get into an issue that I really feel very strongly about. First of all, the sponsor of the segment of the show is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate. And it reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%, which is just amazing. Why didn't we use it? Because the big pharma companies didn't want anything to get in the way of them making billions and billions and billions of dollars with their vaccines and their obscenely expensive treatments instead of dirt-cheap hydroxychloroquine and dirt-cheap ivermectin. That's really what it comes down to. It's all about greed, and they pass the money around to the media, to the doctors, to the politicians, to the scientists, and to the medical experts. So everybody took the money, and they killed the only things that worked, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And it is a sin. But he developed it, and it saved 84% reduction in death when used. And he's provided counsel, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. And he's now developed Z-Stack, which includes in one capsule zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula. I stress, science-based, using natural vitamins instead of overpowering and damaging drugs. Zinc is one of the most well-known immune support ingredients to date. Quercetin is plant-based and a natural source of vital nutrients. Z-Stack Life is GMP certified and made in the USA. And all you have to do is go to my website, Root for America. We decided to make it really simple, knowing that most people who listen to my show are in their cars, they're busy, they're running around, they can't remember a new website. Just go to my website, rootforamerica.com, and right at the top you'll see a banner for Z-Stack. You click on it. It takes you to Zelenko's website, and it takes you to a full detailed explanation of the vitamin, the nutrition, the ingredients, and the bio of Dr. Zelenko. It's all there. All you do is go to rootforamerica.com, my website, click on Z-Stack, and you are there. Very cool stuff. So I wanted to comment on an article that came out moments ago about a hockey player named Evander Kane. By the way, he's black, and I'm on his side. Okay, it says, you know, being a conservative has nothing to do ever with racism. Okay, ever. Okay, it's ridiculous what they're trying to do. This guy, he's black, and evidently he gave the NHL a fake vaccine card, and this could result in like his whole year could be taken away from him. He could be suspended for the year. He could be kicked out for life. Who knows how far these people will go, these crazy, insane bureaucrats who run sports leagues. Who knows how big a fine they'll get? I'm sure it'll be millions of dollars. And then they mention it's a federal crime to have a fake vaccine card punishable by up to 5 years in prison. 5 years in prison for having a fake vaccine card. Can you imagine the absurdity of all this? When you realize it was only, I don't know, about 5 years ago, the head of the California State Senate, in other words, the Senate Majority Leader, Democrat, forgot his name, I can't remember his name, but big Democrat with an Hispanic name, and he admitted his whole family comes from Mexico, and they've all come in illegally, and he said, I have like 50 relatives in California, and they're all illegal. And they all have stolen ID, and this is just the way you survive, and we shouldn't be punishing people like this. That was the gist of what he said. Every illegal automatically has stolen ID. And by the way, he used that word, not me. He didn't say fake ID, which is bad enough. He said stolen ID. I assume what he's referring to is Social Security numbers, right? All the illegals have someone else's Social Security numbers that they can get a big refund for taxes at the end of the year. And they could work. Kevin De Leon, you're right. Chris just told me in my ear, Kevin De Leon, that's him. So an Hispanic guy, Mexican background, admits all his relatives are illegal, they broke into the country, and then they stole people's ID. Because if you can't work with that Social Security number, you got to steal someone's Social Security number. And then at the end of the year, you could file taxes with that Social Security number, and you don't pay any taxes, you get a gigantic refund called an earned income tax credit. So we have an entire group of people in America who have broken into the country and stolen ID from Americans whose lives are badly damaged. I won't say ruined for life or anything, but if someone steals your Social Security number, your life is definitely hell, and it's definitely a fight to get it all changed back and to get it all the problems solved. They can ruin your credit, and all of a sudden, without good credit, you can't buy a house, you can't buy a car. You can't get electricity from the power company. The gas company won't give you the ability. Your life can be ruined by bad credit. They ruin someone's credit by taking over your Social Security number and then going out and obtaining credit and then not paying the bill. And none of them ever get punished. But God forbid a conservative American has a fake ID card so they can live and enter restaurants and bars. It's a federal crime punishable by 5 years in prison. And I'll bet they are going after them like crazy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.